Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An explosion in China. A shipment of explosives blew up in Tianjin, China, Wednesday, killing 7 people and injuring at least 300. There was no immediate explanation for the blast, although it is believed to have occurred in a container at a warehouse for hazardous materials. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said authorities in Croatia could not 100% confirm the death of Tomislav Salopek. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without resolution, but a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an agreement on a unity government within 3 weeks. As the negotiations broke up, UN Special Envoy Bernardino León said the two groups noted the need for progress. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has taken action in response to sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. He asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, a longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer. The Chinese government allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday. The move prompted a second decline in major stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks initially declined Wednesday but recovered most of the losses by the close of trade. Chinese media report a landslide has swept through a housing facility at a mining company in the northwest, leaving about 40 people missing. The Xinhua News Agency says the landslide in Shanxi Province buried 5 dormitories and 3 houses. This is VOA News.